Okay, hello, I'm joined with Orlando Harrison, and would you just care to introduce yourself to our lovely listeners?
Hello, lovely listeners, I'm Orlando Harrison, I play the keyboards with the Alabama 3.
And how long have you had that preoccupation for?
It's been preoccupying me for about 10 years now.
10 years, okay. Well, we'll start basic because we're big fans of you on our show. And we've played a lot of your music over the time.
Okay.
But for maybe our listeners that aren't familiar with your sound, how would you describe it if I just kind of crawled out of the ocean or something like that? What would you say it sounded like?
We used to describe it as country and western acid house.
Yeah. That's a lot of genres mixed up, you know.
It's three, actually.
Three. But, like, more than most people would attempt.
Right. I know. And it's, yes, it's, some would say it's been a foolhardy attempt, but we're still here. Now, it's just kind of evolved a bit. We've lost a lot of the kind of more kind of traditional sort of country elements.
Yeah.
It's got a bit more sort of... hip-hoppy, I guess. It's got darker and the beats have got heavier, you know.
Yeah. So how many albums have you had up till now? You've had an awful lot. Your first album came out in 97, is that correct? Or
that's right, yeah. I think this is the Revolt of Soul will be the I've actually lost count. I think it'll be the sixth main album.
And that's the new album?
That's the new album that doesn't actually exist yet.
Okay, yeah. And when can we expect that, roughly? Any ideas?
March. That'll be coming out in March.
March, okay.
Yeah.
So it's been a little bit different this time round working on the album, hasn't it, from what I understand? So has it been a different... Didn't you separate from your label, maybe? And have you produced this one yourself, or...?
It's been different... in that we've had no label backing, but to be honest, I haven't really, in terms of practical terms, haven't noticed a lot of difference.
Yeah.
We've got our own sort of HQ in a place called Jam in Brixton.
Yeah.
Which is a venue owned by our managers, and we built a little studio up there on the second floor, and yeah, we've just worked the same way we've always worked.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a very loyal fan base. A friend of mine is a very keen fan, and she spends a lot of time on the internet. And you're quite an anecdotal band, I find, because I was doing a bit of research, and you know, quite a lot of stuff crops up regards the antics of the band or whatever. So,
right.
How do you respond to that kind of fan base? You've got a very kind of almost cult-like fan base, you might say. So,
there's a lot of material in the sort of culture of the Alabama 3 that lends itself to that kind of thing. and there's a lot of myths go around about the band.
Any particularly interesting myths that you'd like to set the record straight on, or what's the most interesting one you've heard?
There's a myth that we all met in rehab.
Yeah, I heard that actually, but...
Yeah, which is only partially true.
When someone told me that, I thought that does sound like a myth instantly from the moment there.
Right, well, it's not a huge stretch, actually.
Oh, okay.
some of us have spent a little bit of time in those kind of institutions.
Mm.
Yeah, we didn't all meet in the same... We weren't like all in the same ward, or in the same bed, which would have been, frankly, disgusting.
Yeah.
but, yeah, no, we are acquainted with rehab culture, you know, so it's like a lot of these things, it's partly rooted in fact.
You mentioned Brixton, and that's kind of where you're from originally as a band. Do you go back there a lot? I think you have your own club night down at Jam, don't you?
We do, and that's where the studio is. Yeah,
it's
called Jam on Brixton Road. And some of us are still living there, but most of us still hang out there quite a lot.
Yeah,
yeah, and we are very much a Brixton band.
Excellent.
I think if you go to Brixton, you could you'd probably be able to put some of the pieces together about what we're about.
Are there any like local references in your songs at all, or like things that maybe because we're from the north, we wouldn't reference so much? Or
right, well, the first album's called Exile on Cold Harbour Lane.
Yeah,
Cold Harbour Lane is actually a long road in Brixton that contains the Albert Pub where we all used to drink. So that's one piece of historical interest. I think Josephine Avenue's been mentioned. You could probably put together quite a cool little guided tour.
I heard that on this current tour that maybe you haven't all quite made it onto the tour bus when you've been moving round at all, or
Well, no, that happens quite a lot. No, that happens either intentionally or accidentally. Sometimes people just don't make the bus. It's rare for anybody to actually miss a gig.
Yeah.
Although I did miss half a gig in Aylesbury.
Half a gig, and how did that kind of play out? Did you just kind of run on halfway through, or?
I literally ran on halfway through. Yeah. It's quite nice because everybody cheered, you know, so I felt important. But but my manager didn't cheer very much.
So recently, I don't know how much you read The Enemy, because I don't read it a lot, but I did see that they've recently named the Strokes album, This Is It, the album of the decade, and I was just wondering what you thought about that, and if you had a chance to like name your album of the decade. You can't choose your own, by the way. What you'd choose?
It's a pretty good album. I don't know, I mean, it's so many albums have been made. This is, I'm presuming this is the 1990 to 2000 we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh no, it's not. It's the past. It's like 2000 to 2010,
right.
I think.
Oh right, yeah. It
seems to have gone really fast.
I think we forget which decade we're in. We are, yeah. we're at nearly the end of this decade, aren't we? That's frightening. Beyonce.
Good answer. I quite like that. Good.
You're one of the maybe more active band members online. Do you keep a blog? Is that you that keeps the blog?
Or? I do keep the blog, yeah.
And how have you found the process of documenting your own experiences travelling around on tour this time?
It's been good, actually. It's been good. Because generally it means and awful and absurd it gets with the band. The more I've got to write about.
Excellent.
You know, so if something really awful or irritating or enraging happens, I'm going to put it in the blog. So, you know, so it makes the torture more bearable. You know.
it's almost like self-therapy. Were you having a read of it today?
Yeah, I was having a little bit of a read of it. I think maybe you were in Nottingham and you didn't really sound very happy and you wanted to get a pot noodle and then Londis was shut.
Could you resolve that? Was there a resolution in the blog posting or like how did you deal with that?
You felt a bit sad.
I never did get a pot noodle.
No. Oh, shocking.
Yeah. Excellent.
That was quite a depressing one. I'm not that depressed every day.
You seem like quite a cheery chap. You're wearing a collar, so.
Jimmy, does that equate with cheerfulness?
Yeah, I think so. I think collars are very cheery devices.
Not for your dog.
So where do you get the collar from? Is it
that was given to me by a young lady. That's a whole other story.
Probably shouldn't go into it, maybe.
Probably not suitable for community radio.
Maybe not.
Excellent. Okay. Anything you'd like to add, Katie?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, well, thank you very much.
I hope it works out. Good luck with the show.
Excellent. Thank you.
Good luck with your show.